Shares of one of the world's largest tech companies are absolutely plummeting today following the firm's first quarter of 2024 earnings report. Is this a temporary bump in the road, or is it a much more drastic sign of what's to come for the future? Welcome to the Daily Peel's 3-minute peel, where we dive into an individual stock, event, or whatever the fuck we feel like, and break it down for you guys in less than 3 minutes. My name is David. Let's go ahead and get into it. For those that weren't watching markets yesterday, you might not know, but we are talking, of course, about Adobe. Adobe, one of the largest players in, enterprise software, I guess I would call it. They provide a lot of the tools related to, digital design creation. Basically, think Photoshop, think Illustrator, Creative Cloud, anything that a graphic designer or other kind of creative individuals would be using, they are probably using Adobe. Now, the company absolutely dumped following the earnings report, but it really wasn't that bad from a headline perspective. If we go ahead and look at the results, we saw that they did beat across the board, reporting $4.48 per share on $5.18 billion in sales. That beat out the $4.38 per share on $5.14 billion in sales expected. So shout out to Adobe because they did beat across the board, but everything else was absolutely terrible from there. So we go ahead and take a look at guidance first and foremost. We saw the company is projecting a decline in earnings per share going into Q2, somewhere in the range of 1.7 to 2.9% in terms of that decline, whereas sales are only expected to grow between 1.3 and 2.3%. That's not even going to keep up with the rate of inflation most likely going forward. Obviously, analysts weren't too happy, but they weren't too disappointed either. So we saw Bank of America analysts and Barclays analysts both cut their price targets. Bank of America did it by a little bit less than 10%. Barclays was right on the nose at that 10% level, and both maintained and reiterated their overweight or buy ratings. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley held its price target at $660, maintaining their overweight rating as well. So clearly, Wall Street thinks that it was a top earnings report, but not necessarily bad enough for them to be changing up their thesis on this company. Let's go ahead and take a look at a couple other headlining factors and see if this is a sign of a possible thesis changer. So the first thing we want to look at is the company's valuation. Over the past couple of months, this thing has absolutely ripped on an EV to sales basis. We've seen the stock explode past historical levels, so it is trading very much like other tech companies, but certainly Adobe is not leading the way in terms of earnings growth like a company like Nvidia or Microsoft is, so they might be getting in on this because they're in the right industry, but not actually seeing that growth that would be required to justify that sort of appreciation in valuation. Let's go ahead and take a look because we never want to make a decision based on just one metric. Now, over that time period, sales growth has been relatively healthy. You know, this chart, our data provider doesn't have the latest quarterly numbers in just yet, but this would be another slight uptick from here. We are seeing the growth rate accelerate as well, especially over the past 4 quarters. Obviously, a good sign for the company. But if we go ahead and start to take a look a little bit more under the hood, what we really want to analyze is Adobe's moat. A moat can be thought of as, as Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger would put it, it's kind of like the moat that's around a castle that prevents invaders from breaking in. That's effectively what this is how resilient is the company's business model to potential competition? Great way to measure that is going to be through margins, and none are better than the free cash flow margin. As we can see, Adobe is absolutely plummeting in recent quarters. Keep in mind, this is meanwhile the valuation of the company has been spiking. So while the valuation has spiked, the moat has absolutely fallen apart. And we can see that even further if we take a look at the company's return on invested capital. This is another great metric for a moat. And although this hasn't seen quite as drastic of a decline, it's definitely not moving in the right direction. And the big concern comes when we realize that this is during the same period that its valuation has spiked on an EV to sales basis. Earnings growth as well. If we go ahead and look at the company's actual earnings report for the quarter, we can see that earnings not only did not grow, but they were down by more than half compared to the same period of last year. Now, a lot of that is due to this $1 billion line item that we see right here in terms of an acquisition termination fee. This was a $1 billion payment that the company was forced to make to Figma after calling off their deal. Remember, guys, they were going to purchase Figma for about $20 billion. That was 20x sales of Figma. Companies that have wide moats don't make acquisitions like that. They wouldn't need to. Nobody would want to waste money like that unless they absolutely had to. Maybe that was Adobe showing us its cards early. All right, but we got some questions going forward. Like we always say, asking the right questions is really the important thing in investing, and then weighting the probabilities of the various outcomes and their potentials. Now, first we have, is Adobe caught in an innovator's dilemma? Absolutely sure does seem so. The company, you know, they are seeing artificial intelligence come surface into the market, and that is really taking away from their value proposition of being the leader in image editing and other kind of content, digital creation, editing and polishing, and kind of getting things in a bit more of a professional setting. Obviously, I mean, look at the quality that we're going on here. We have no idea how they do that, but that is basically their business model. We'll stick with our low quality for now, especially if this is what happens to your stock price. But still, we're also going to be wondering how much of Adobe's moat among non-enterprise users is going to be lost. This is kind of the more specific area of the moat that we're going to be looking at going forward. So the company is pretty locked in with these enterprises. Basically, every company in the world with more than 1,000 employees has some kind of connection to Adobe. And one of the big risks in this kind of content creation, artificial intelligence space right now is the legal risk. So litigation could exist if you're training artificial intelligence models on data that you don't own. Adobe has a huge exclusive content library that they can train their artificial intelligence networks on. Now, if you look on Twitter, we can see that their image generation is seriously subpar to those of Midjourney and those of DALL-E and others. But that doesn't mean it's going to be like that forever. Adobe is playing it safe. They're not opening themselves to any litigation. So they're kind of betting on the fact that the U.S. government is going to wake its ass up and start to actually sue people for training training artificial intelligence models on copyrighted data without proper compensation. So that's kind of what Adobe is going to need going forward, especially to maintain that moat. We'll find out if its unique data set of stock images, PDFs, and other exclusive content is valuable enough. But of course, we got to end off with WSO's official rating. We'll give it 2 out of 5 bananas. We're officially underweight on this stock. We're not going short. We're not recommending selling it, but it's definitely not in a very good position. Adobe was thought of as being one of the prime beneficiaries of artificial intelligence, but it doesn't really seem like it's working out that way, at least as of right now. Though it certainly could change going forward, but it seems like Adobe is more so getting its lunch eaten than eating the lunch of others. So we'll stick with 2 out of 5 bananas. Guys, that about does it for us here today. Thank you again for joining us for another edition of the 3-Minute Peel. We'll see you guys soon. Happy investing, happy trading. Bye now.
And thanks to you, my listeners at Wall Street Oasis. If you have any suggestions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to send them my way, patrick@wallstreetoasis.com. Until next time.